USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond Thursday following approval by a judge earlier this week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has expressed openness to postponing the criminal trial concerning former President Trump's hush money case. That trial, set to begin March 25th, might see a delay of up to 30 days as per the DA's request. A surge in illegal immigrants from China crossing the southern U.S. border is sparking national security worries. Air Force General Gregory Gio, who leads the U.S. Northern Command, addressed the issue during a Senate hearing Thursday.
While many may be political refugees, the ability for counterintelligence to hide in plain sight in those numbers.
Over the past 4 months, more than 21,000 Chinese individuals have been apprehended at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer, however, defends Israel's right to combat Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that delaying crucial weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us, and he's shown us many times.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A recent Gallup survey reveals that the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence on U.S. college campuses. A former Trump administration official, ex-Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, is assembling an investor group to buy TikTok from ByteDance. The House recently passed a bill mandating that the Chinese-based company sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. A recent survey is showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off. Excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with a divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.